His name was in Tony Robinson's book, Money. He's the founder and CEO of Bridgewater Associates, the largest and most successful hedge fund in the world. Having made money for his clients in 23 out of the last 26 years, I was astounded to find Ray generously sharing his All Seasons portfolio for individual investors back then. Maybe it was Tony's pressure to pass on some of his wisdom that led him to write his own book about what he learned in his career and life. But whatever it was, as a result, you and I can now learn more about his principles. Comprised of two books, Work and Life, it holds hundreds of algorithm-style rules you can use to navigate the world. Ray painstakingly acquired them over years of learning through lots of failure, but they're what helped him build his tremendously successful company and live a good life. Here are three lessons from this masterpiece. Number one, principles are powerful weapons in the fight against flawed thinking. Two, radical truth and transparency are two of Ray's most important ideas. And three, great businesses use principles to create environments where the best ideas win. Are you ready to update your life's compass so that it always points towards true north? Let's discover some principles. Lesson one. Principles are the ultimate way of seeing the world as it truly is, not as you'd like it to be. If you ask Ray why he thinks having principles is important, this is the answer he'd give you. Principles are ways of successfully dealing with reality to get what you want out of life. When Ray was younger, he predicted that Mexico would default on its debt, and subsequently, the world would fall into an economic crisis. He even testified in front of the U.S. Congress and talked about it on TV. While he was right, Mexico did default on its debt. The crisis never happened. Stocks and businesses soared. Because Ray had placed his financial bets accordingly, he lost lots of his money and had to fire every one of his employees. From this, his biggest failure, he learned that it is always best to be guided by rational thinking, not emotions. The tragedy of most people's lives is that they hold on so desperately to their opinions that it becomes impossible to see reality. That's why Ray needed principles as an ultimate way of stress testing his and later his employees' opinions. Do they hold up to the real world? Instead of just thinking he was right, he asked, "How can I know I'm right?" So, what you're really doing when you begin to think about your own principles and which rules help you live truthfully is removing errors from your brain that result in flawed thinking, one rule at a time. Lesson 2. Two of the most important principles are radical truthfulness and transparency. While all of Ray's principles have contributed to his success one way or the other, some have done so more than others. Here are the two most important ones. Number one, radical truthfulness. Imagine an environment in which you and everyone you know felt comfortable to honestly say what they think at all times. What a healthy way of living. What's more, in a company that ensures mistakes are always uncovered, talked about, and then learned from, rather than getting swept under the rug. Number two, radical transparency. This is related to radical truthfulness and helps enable it. The more candid you can be about what you have done, are doing, and are going to do in the future, the more accurately can people weigh their feedback to you. In theory, most of us know these two ideas would help us and the people around us if we always lived them. The reason we often don't is because it can be emotionally difficult, and so we fool ourselves into believing that it's nicer not to say anything. But how much more would your friends benefit if you honestly told them you think they're not ready for that new job, or where they lack skills as an entrepreneur? If you look at the company Ray's built, it's become evident that it's a lot. Lesson 3. The best companies are idea meritocracies. What radical truthfulness and transparency is enable, whether you can instill them in a company, community, or your family, is what Ray calls an idea meritocracy. An idea meritocracy is a place where the best ideas win, especially in entrepreneurship. This is the key. The quicker you can separate the wheat from the chaff and execute only the best suggestions, the faster you move forward. First, in order to get access...